Jesus, and it's a joy to be in His presence, to worship and to magnify His name. And truly, God is worthy of all our praises, and He deserves the highest praise, because truly without Him we can do nothing. And every day, every hour, every second, every moment of our lives, we need Him, because we will fail without Him. And even Jesus Himself said that without Me you can do nothing. And truly we need to depend upon God. Even the times that we are living in, it's not always easy. In fact, the days are getting darker. And we need to truly hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ and walk in His presence and walk in His love and walk in His goodness. I was just thinking, even when Jesus was crucified, when the night before He was crucified, the Bible says that Peter stood outside and warmed himself. It was a very cold night, and where he betrayed Jesus. And it's, when you look spiritually in the atmosphere of the church today, even the world today, the days are getting darker. And but we need to get closer to God and just hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has carried you a far way. He has brought you a far way. And I believe that the Lord will continue to hold on to what He purposed in your life and what He ordained in your life. Even the dreams that He's given you, even the visions that He's given you, even the purpose that He's placed in your life, is not over till He says it's over. I said before I preach today, I like Hannah and Megan to come in the front. Today is Hannah's 16th birthday. And I like the... And to pray for her for the mock exams as well in last year in school. And also for Megan as well. In fact, she's nearly completing a course. We want to thank you for your prayers and your support for all these years. And she just has a few months left. And I'd just like maybe the leaders to pray for our children first before Hannah and Megan. Thank you. Thank you.
I've done that myself, but it's a joy to see you both in Washington. We love you as a family, and we're thankful for your prayers for us and your husband's ministry. And it's a delight to you two youngsters just growing, and it's just a joy. So yeah, that's great.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Grow and develop and change and mature. And Father, now as they move on, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Megan, Lord, nearly at the end of her studies. Father, bless this young woman.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
May that lamp in her life continue to burn for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Finds her way in life, Lord, and makes her place in the world. Lord, may she make it with you, leading her by the hand. Step by step, Father, bless her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, may she thrive in your love and in her life. And Lord, too, we pray for Hannah. Oh God, bless this young woman, Lord.
She's
taking more exams, Lord, and further studies at sixth form. Oh God, just be with her all of the time. Lord, may she keep in step with you, with your Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
May she hear your voice for
yes, her Jesus.
Father, may she have that walk with you, which is precious.
Thank you, Lord.
And delightful and beautiful. Lord, we thank you for these two young women. Lord, we thank you for the family, Mervyn and Joshua.
Thank
Lord, we
just
commit them with your hands in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Lord, this morning, just pray that you fill me with the presence of your hands. Renew that
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. I said there was a certain king, and he wanted his daughter to get married, but there were no one that was eligible or suitable for to get married to her. And so the king made a decree, and he said that whoever stands in the icy lake the whole night will have to take my daughter into marriage. And several people tried, and many of them failed. But there was one person that stood the whole night in this icy lake. And the king asked him, "How did you do it?" And he said, "King, while I stood there, I focused my eyes upon the light on the castle, and that light, it gave me the warmth to stand the whole night." And I think so, we're living in the times where it's getting cold, it's getting dark, it's getting bleak. And sometimes I feel like it's like impossible to live as a true Christian and as a true believer. But I know with God's help and God's Spirit, He'll give us the power to overcome. And I believe that in order for us to make it in this season, in this time, we need to draw closer to the light. We need to fix our eyes completely upon the light. I was just reflecting, and I know that even when Peter, when he walked on the water, you know, Jesus was there and the storm was there. So even if you are a believer in Christ, the storm will always be there. The problems, the difficulties, the financial situation, the problems at home, the burdens that you carry, the hardships that you face. But it's only when you look at Peter, the only difference was he had Christ. He focused, he fixed his eyes upon Christ. And I was just thinking that night was a very cold night as well. And you look at it, about 3 o'clock, three in the morning, and it was dark and bleak as well. And for him to just to be focusing upon Christ, it wasn't easy as well. So we also, in these dark and bleak days, we need to fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "God, I want you to help me, and I want you to guide me, and I want you to lead me." Because it's so easy to take our eyes out of Jesus. And this man in the this man who stood in this icy lake, he completely fixed his eyes upon that light the whole night. And God is calling the church to fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, even Peter, 1 second, what happened? He took his eyes upon Jesus. He saw the boisterous wind. And just then, the Bible says he began to sink. Just one thought in his mind could just take his eyes out of Jesus. And that is what's happening in the world today. We as believers need to draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ and walk in His presence and walk in His power and walk in His love. There was a 10-year-old boy. He was being bullied and being harassed by a person that was bigger than him, one of his neighbors. And constantly he was being bullied and being bullied. His father, he bought him a telescope for his birthday. And one day his father went to see his son. And at that time he was using the telescope. And the father said to him, please turn the telescope upside down. You're using the wrong side. He said he put the bigger lens by his eyes and the other lens at the other side. And the father said, no, that's the wrong way. You're looking at the telescope. But the boy said, no, Dad, I know. Because every time I look at the big telescope, I see how small that bully is to me. So sometimes you need to change the scope how you face problems and difficulties. Sometimes we want to magnify the problem, magnify the bully. We need to reverse the thing. We need to fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. Glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I said, we all face issues. We all face problems. And sometimes we want to magnify and get worried and anxious and troubled and stressed out about the situation that we are facing. Rather than turning the telescope around and looking at God, looking in the eyes of God and looking in the focus of God. You know, I was just thinking, one of the reasons why David came against Goliath, you know why? Because he thought within himself, Goliath is so big, I cannot miss. So sometimes David's trust was in God. He'd never look at Goliath. He knew that God was greater than the problems. God is greater than what you are going through. So what we focus, we only focus on a financial issue. We focus on the job issue. We focus on our sickness. We focus on the things that we are going on in through our life. Rather than fixing and turning our attention on God and fixing our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ and say, God, I want you to help me in this situation. I want you to be glorified in my life in this situation. That is why God said to Joshua, what he said to him, he said, meditate on this word day and night and you will have good success and you'll be prosperous. So meditating on the word of God, turning your attention, turning your focus rather than what you're going through, but God himself. You know, David, he was one of the greatest kings in the Bible. And he had all the resources. He had the best physician. He has the best, one of the best army. He had everything going for him. But when you read these Psalms, he says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And then he says in Psalms 121, I lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So what happened? He said, my help comes from God. God was the help of his life. God was the focus of his life. God was the trust of his life. And I think so for us as believers today, we need to turn that our focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ and say, God, I'm trusting in you in this situation. I'm holding on to the promises of God. I'm holding on to to your promise today. And that is why we need to turn our attention, turn our focus, turn our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ and look full into his love, into his mercy. Because it's only through the Holy Spirit and only through the power of the Holy Spirit we can see the power of God working in and through our lives. Today we are too focused on negative things and bad stuff, and we are all guilty. But we need to focus our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I know when we are driving in the car today, and you know, we have a big screen in the front of the car, and But there is two rear view mirrors in the side and one in the inside the car. And the rear view mirrors are so small, but the screen on the going forward is so big. That is why God is trying to say to us, make, in order for us to go forward and fix our eyes upon Jesus and look to Him, stop looking backwards. Don't look at your mistakes. Don't look at your faults. Don't look at your failures. We all messed up in life. We all failed, including myself. But we need to fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us a big mirror. Why do we tend to always focus looking back? Imagine if I drove looking backwards to come to the church today. And that's how we are driving as Christians. That's how we are moving as Christians. We are always putting the gear backwards. Reverse. We want to go reverse all the time. It's time for us to change the gear and say, I am going forward by looking to Jesus, focusing your eyes upon Jesus. Even Isaiah 43 says, he said, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it will spring forth and you shall know it. So if God do something new today, to when tomorrow comes, it's the old thing. He wants to do something new every day of your life. That is why he says, his mercy is his news every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And he says, all that I need, his great hand has always provided. So you are unique and you are special. You have come a far way and you still have a far way to go. But we need to focus, fix our eyes upon our Jesus, upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Fix our thoughts upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and say, God, I want to go forward. I want to hold on to you. And this is why he said, Paul says in Philippians 4 verse 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say, and again I say, rejoice. He said, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, in prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God. And you know, the next verse says, and the peace of God will pass it. All understanding will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. You know, I'm guilty of this. Sometimes many of us, we use the scriptures only during the time when someone passed away. But you know, the scripture is for everyday living. And the peace of God will pass it all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Lord Jesus Christ. Every single day you can have that divine peace. Because when your heart is fixed upon Jesus, when your heart is looking to Jesus, you can have that divine peace. And that is why he said, meditate on these things. Look unto me, who is the author, the finisher of my faith, of your faith. So we need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was very focused in what he came to do. He knew that the cross was his ultimate goal. He knew that was his purpose in life. He was focused in everything that he did. People tried to deceive him. People tried to bring him down. But he still knew his focus. He still knew his purpose. He was not persuaded from joining people that were not in the line with the will of God in his life. He said, I only do what I see my Father doing. So Jesus had that intimate connection looking at the Father all the time. He said, I only do what I see my Father is doing. So we need to come to that place and say, God, I want you to turn our focus upon the Lord Jesus. Fix our thoughts, fix our attention, fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there are any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. We need to change our mindset. change our thinking by fixing our thoughts and fixing our attention upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus had his eyes fixed upon God. And I know that when this year, when we begin to fix our eyes upon God, things will begin to happen in life that had not happened before. Jesus was so focused that nothing, even the cross, could not bring him down. He knew that this is the will of God for my life. He knew that this was the purpose of God in my life. So we need to fix our eyes upon God and say, God, I want you to help me even at this time, in this situation. When God led the Israelites up to the wilderness and through the desert for 40 years, the Bible says there was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar by cloud by fire by night. And even in the end of the Deuteronomy where the Bible says that it's only when the pillar of cloud lifted, then only the Israelites went forward. So which means they had to be in divine connection with looking above every single day. And it wasn't an easy task, because today imagine coming and setting up your tent and doing all these things, and the next day God say, you need to move again. How difficult that was for them. But you knew that they always had to look up and say, God, when the cloud is moving, I need to move. So that is why they were always looking to the things from above where God was speaking, God was working through the cloud. So we as a church, our attention must be focused. It's time for us to look again, look on things above, look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, fix your eyes upon Jesus. As I said, Jesus was right there next to Peter, but Peter still was sinking. Think about that. Huh? It's something for us to think about. That is why we are sinking in our problems, sinking in our difficulties, sinking in our hardships. Because just in a split second, something changed. Because just in a split second, even when Lot's wife turned back and looked, what she saw, she became a pillar of cloud, a pillar of salt. Just in that moment, in that time, when she said, no, let me just see for, let me have a last look, let me have a last glimpse of Sodom and Gomorrah. What happened? Just in that split second, it happened. So God is calling the church, calling us to redirect our focus and say, God, we want to fix our eyes, our attention, our love upon you and you alone. I know it's not always easy, but we need to train ourselves. We need to train our minds. Because the devil is so cunning to, even when you go home, you face a situation and he'll try to rob whatever you've learned. So we need to train ourselves on a daily basis. Say, God, help me. Help me to fix upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me to trust you in this given situation. Help me to trust you with my life. Help me to trust you with my health. Help me to trust you with my children. Help me to trust you with everything that I have. Because sometimes it's so easy to just go, and I've done that many times. Even out of a good, powerful meeting, and where the devil is just like uses circumstances, uses people even that you love, even to bring you down. But God wants to redirect our focus and say, looking unto Jesus, who is the author, the finisher of our life. So we see when the Israelites, when they began to look, everything was provided for them. You know, they lacked nothing. They lack nothing. But then you look at the other side, we find that because they were unfaithful in all that God was doing, many of them did not make it into the very promised land. So they had the divine experience, they had the divine power all the time with them. Yet they still failed and they still lacked God and still grumbled and moaned and complained. So we need to train our minds and really having an attitude and say, God, I want you to help me to look to you at all times. I know it's difficult, but Lord, you give me a heart for the Holy Spirit and heart for the God, for God's love and God's power to be manifested. And you know, the Spirit of God that came upon David, the Spirit of God that came upon Samson, the Spirit of God that came upon even Samuel, the Spirit of God that came upon Moses, the Spirit of God that came upon the Old Testament saints, is the same Spirit that came upon the apostles. Do you know that? So that same Spirit of God is within them. And the same Spirit will come upon you to give you that guidance that can transform and change your life and doing the work that God has purposed in your life. So the Holy Spirit's task is to help us to refocus and readjust our lives in fixing eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Because what Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will glorify me. So the Holy Spirit is the one that will help us to change our focus, to change our thinking, to change our mindset. Because when you look in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they were completely changed and transformed by the power of God. What happened? There came a mighty rushing wind from heaven, sound that came from heaven. And it filled that whole house where they were sitting. And each of them were baptized with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them their utterance. So the Holy Spirit descended up from heaven. The sound from heaven came. So their focus had to be heaven. Because the Bible said that 10-day prayer where they were focusing, they're addressing to Jesus, because they also saw Jesus ascended to heaven. And even the angel said, ye men of Galilee, why gaze you into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken from you will come again. We also know that Christ is coming again. And this is why we have to be focused. We have to look beyond. Even when we pray, it must be beyond this building. Even in your house, pray beyond the place that you pray in your heart, pray in your spirit, and say, God, I look to you by faith. I trust you by faith. It's difficult to look at God at all times. Even to the Word of God, it is difficult. But the Holy Spirit will empower us to walk this race and give us the grace even to focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that He will help us and He will guide us. Because God wants to remind you today, He's greater than any problem. He's greater than any sickness. He's greater than any disease. He's greater than any circumstances, any situation. God wants to remind you that He is the greatest. And today, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work in our lives, that will change our focus. Because one of the reasons why we live defeated life is because we are living same like the people of the world. We are in this world but of this world. You have the great God with you, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even the great promise that God gave to Abraham, He said to him, I'll make your descendants as the stars in the sky. So Abraham had to see the stars. He had to be focused on something. So his focus was upon God. And your focus has to be upon the Lord Jesus Christ. So fix your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Fix your thoughts upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Fix your heart upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's run this race, like Jesus said, where Paul said, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. We all have a race to run, but our eyes need to be fixed upon Jesus. Let us get closer to Him. I'm not saying the problems will go away, but through His grace and through His power, He will guide us on a daily basis. And He'll demonstrate His power as never before in your life. He will always be there to help you. He'll always be there to guide you and to hold your hand and to walk in the way that God purposed in your life. As I said, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father is doing. Remember Enoch, he had a walk with God for 300 years. His eyes had to be fixed upon God. Sometimes when we walk with God, I'm guilty of this. It sometimes cannot be consistent. But Enoch's walk was consistent because his eyes was always upon God. And today, let our eyes be upon God. You know, when Jesus rises from the dead, what the Bible says? He lifted his eyes to heaven. Because you know why? Because he knew nobody is able to raise Lazarus from the dead, but only his Father who is in heaven. So even in death situations, you can look to God. Even for your needs to be provided, you can look to God. Whatever you're going through, you can look to God. He has a purpose, he has a plan for your life, even for this ministry. He has a great plan and a purpose. It's not yet, sometimes we cannot see the full picture of it. But His ways are higher than our ways. We keep on fixing and keep on fixing upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And say, Lord, by faith we see your glory in this church. By faith we see healing in this church. By faith we see deliverance in this church. By faith we see this place not so small enough. We must see it by faith. We must believe it by faith. And we must look to Him for that to happen in our lives. Even for financial breakthrough, we must see that all our needs are met. We have to see it by faith and believe it that God is going to do our miracle. Even our children, by faith, we must see them being blessed and being prospered and walking in the ways of the Lord. By faith, we must see those things. Even some of you have children that are not serving the Lord, but it's time for us to believe that by faith they'll be saved. Nothing else. We look to God for them. Look to God. And by faith, we need to look to God. And David said, my help, it comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Today, make Jesus your helper. Let Him help you in everything that you're going through. Even the smallest thing that you're facing, let Him help you. Even the biggest thing that you're facing, let Him help you. Let Him be your helper today. Look to Him and let the power of the Holy Spirit work in each and every one of our lives. Remember, you are special, you are unique, and you are wonderful, made in the image of likeness of God. You have come too far to give up. It's time to believe and claim those promises that God has for you as an individual person. Let's pray this morning. Today, just open your heart to God and say, God, I choose to look to you this morning. Just say, God, I look to you. Maybe you're going through a situation in your life, and you focus upon that situation rather than God. And they say, God, I look to you this morning. I want you to help me, Lord Jesus. I look to you this morning, Lord Jesus. And Father, I thank you that your love and your grace and your peace will just be with us today. And Father, we pray your mercy will rest upon our hearts, O God. And Father, we failed you many times, Lord Jesus. even by looking to the world and looking to the systems of this world, looking to people, Lord. And Lord, we are all guilty yet this morning. And today we ask of you to forgive us this morning, Heavenly Father, that you'll give us the grace and give us the strength, O God, to discipline our bodies and discipline our lives, even at these difficult times, to look to you, Lord Jesus. Like David said, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And today we pray, Holy Spirit, O God, that you will help us to refocus, readjust, help us to look to God Almighty, even in the midst of the storm, and let us not lose hold of that miracle like Peter that lost his miracle right at the very end of by being with Jesus on the water. But today we pray that you are merciful, even when you are sinking, Lord, that you caught him by his hand and you saved him, O God. And today we pray that you'll reach out your hand and you'll save us, O God. Save us, O God, we pray, Lord Jesus. We need to be on track, O God. We need to discipline ourselves on the Word of God. Discipline looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Discipline seeking your face, O God. And today we pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll give us the strength, O God, to fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus, to draw from you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we're living in dark and difficult days, O God, but I pray with the strength and with the ability and with the power of God, the Holy Spirit, O God, we are overcomers, O God. We are victorious, O God. We have hope in you, Lord Jesus. And today we pray, Lord Jesus, that we look up to you, Lord Jesus, even the needs that your people might have, Lord Jesus, those who are struggling with pains and aches in their bodies, O God. Lord, we look up to you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you bring healing to their lives and healing to their bodies, O God. We pray that you bring restoration, Lord Jesus. We pray that your presence and your peace, O God, those who are stressed and those who are anxious, those who are worried, O God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you remove those heavy burdens, O God. May the peace of God will pass it all understanding. Guard them, their hearts and mind to the Lord Jesus Christ. May divine peace come upon their lives, O God. We pray that you'll heal them, Lord Jesus. Deliver them. Push back the battles that they're facing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Those who have financial battles, O God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our provider, Lord Jesus, that you'll provide supernaturally, Lord Jesus. We look to you, Lord Jesus, to provide their needs, O God. We look to you, Lord Jesus, and Lord, we pray that you'll just bless them and be with them, even though those who need guidance in whatever areas they need, O God. Even, Lord Jesus, that you provided the Israelites, O God, guidance on a daily basis, O God. You'll guide them through your word. You'll guide them by the Holy Spirit. You'll guide them by your power, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that even today we as a church, O God, we look up to you, Lord Jesus. That today we look up to you, that we pray for breakthrough in this church. We pray for your power to be manifested in this church. We pray that your glory will be manifested, O God. We pray for your anointing in this place, O God. We pray for the presence of God in this place, O God. We pray that this church will be a witness, a lighthouse, a testimony, even to this community and to the neighborhood, Lord Jesus. We pray that the glory of God even to be manifested, O God. And today we choose not to look at what we see in the natural, Lord Jesus. We choose to look up to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you'll give them the breakthrough, Lord Jesus. We pray that you'll bring them healing. You bring the people, Lord Jesus. And we pray that the glory of God even to be manifested in the name of Jesus. Bless each person, Lord Jesus. Bless the leadership of the church. Let them also look up to you. Let them fix their eyes upon you and let them hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to the word of God. Even when trying times, O God, when difficult times come, guide them and lead them by the power of your Spirit. May the anointing of God, may the power of the Holy Spirit be upon their lives, O God, and bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless every person this morning and bless them in a special way. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you are with them, even those that are feeling lonely, those that are rejected, Lord Jesus. We pray that you'll be with them, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, your presence will be with them because you promised never to leave us nor forsake us, O God. Bless this congregation, O God, and bless your people, I pray, in Jesus' holy and mighty name. Amen.